RE/MAX Concepts not only understands the real estate market, their highly skilled professionals are always on duty to ensure your home buying or selling experience is positive. The professionals at RE/MAX Concepts offer you ways to beat other home buyers into the home of your dreams through the Home Finder system. Get to what is hot now. Don't wait. Learn more at realestateconcepts.net. Realestateconcepts.net for home buying and selling.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arian helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arian can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arian as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through and tuning us in. We really do appreciate it. With us in Anna Maria Island is Jeff Higgins. And Jeff Higgins is a social media expert. And I know you've maybe heard that many times before, but here's how Jeff Higgins came to us. My bride is into the social media sphere, and she says, you know, whoever is running the Anna Maria Island Chamber of Commerce social media stuff is really doing a killer job. So we tracked him down, and his name is Jeff Higgins, and he's sitting in the coffee shop with us. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, man.
Thanks.
Let's start from the very beginning. When you're working with not only the chamber but other companies, what's the most important thing for people to know about social media before they even dive into that sphere?
Well, a lot of the really important things people need to realize is that, you know, a lot of people just try to broadcast, or they just try to advertise, or they're just pushing out their product constantly. And people need to remember, even though that you may believe that's a good idea yourself, that users don't want to see that. They go on social media to kind of escape or communicate with their friends or to be intrigued. So one of the biggest things that we always try to remember is that, you know, you have to have, if you're using it for a business, you have to have a budget, especially nowadays. There's so many different brands and companies that are advertising that you're never going to reach as many people as you want to organically at all. Organic reach is kind of there, but I would use it very loosely. But you would have to have a marketing budget. And the other thing is that, you know, you have to provide content.
Let me stop you right there. You know, when we talk about marketing budgets, you know, people get all, you know, I'm making self-weasel winding torque inducers here. What do you mean I have to have a marketing budget for my social media? I'm doing print, or I'm doing television, or I'm doing radio. I got to add another expense to my business. That's hard for some people to swallow because they figure this is all free. I mean, Facebook is free. Twitter is free, right?
Right. And that's why, you know, you kind of have to look at what happened with Cambridge Analytica, and you can understand how it's not free because you did trade something for it. So a lot of it is, you know, as much as it seems free, they're going to get paid some way. And an easier way to do it, especially for a business, is to make sure you have a marketing budget. And now that you brought up doing print and other types of media, a lot of what businesses have to remember is that, you know, you want to get in front of people's faces. And a lot of what's in front of people's faces is their phones. And so you can allocate other, you know, you can shift your budget from where you have it in other places.
Sure.
Because a lot of times with print, you don't know exactly who's seeing it. You don't know if it ends up in a garbage can. You don't know if it's a man or a woman, and you don't know how old they are. They can tell you a general demographic of who it may reach, but you're never going to know for sure.
Right. Well, and that's kind of shotgun marketing anyway. You know, if you want to really be specific with who you're talking to, just like radio, for example, radio stations, no matter where they happen to be in broadcast, listenership tends to be up, which is interesting. But the fact is that if you want females 18 to 34, for example, this is a radio station that says, anyway, that that's where their sweet spot is with the demographics. So you can better pinpoint, I think, those things when you're talking about in the radio world, as far as broadcasting. When you get outside of that, television and print, for example, it's much more difficult, I think.
It is. It is. It's so it's and that's one of the other benefits, is being able to target specifically. And, you know, the old way of doing it, they would just call it pay and spray. You know, you would just sit there and just hope it hits somebody.
Yeah, please, somebody notice us. We're talking with Jeff Higgins, ladies and gentlemen. He not only does the Anna Maria Island Chamber of Commerce, just so you're interested. Also, you're working in the space with florists.
Yeah, I work for a agency in South Sarasota, and we specialize in the floral industry. And so we do a lot with Teleflora and a lot of U.S. florists. We actually had a campaign we ran last year for Mother's Day, which actually kind of took a left turn and got picked up by a very prominent U.K. floral magazine. And they ran with it. The problem with that is that U.K. Mother's Day is a different day.
Yeah. So what did you do?
Well, over here it kind of backfired on us, but we kind of rolled with it for the U.K. one. And so what we did with that is every year in the floral industry, you'll have brands like Target and Coach, and they always tell you, you know, don't buy flowers. You need to get your, you know, get your mom a purse.
Something that's lasting,
get your mom,
right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
And so we came up with the campaign, It's Not Flowers. So we used the It's Not Flowers hashtag, and we went around and we did a lot of different campaigns. And so we did a lot of engagement campaigns, too, where we used listening. So if anybody was tweeting or talking about something else that they would get their mom besides flowers, we would hop in and say, hey, you know, that's great, but it's not flowers, and use the hashtag and start spreading it that way.
Yeah, yeah. How fun. And what was the return on that? What happened?
That was one of the ones I like to call one of my backfired ones. That was a good plan. We had we really got the whole execution together well. It was one of those things where, you know, things kind of happen and you kind of have to adjust. So
right.
On our end of it, we weren't expecting a very prominent floral publication in the U.K. to run it and then it just take off with a bunch of U.K.
But
florists.
It makes sense. You know, when you stop and think about that, everybody's looking for a hook. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the hook? And it's not flowers.
Right.
You know, wait a minute. I'm a florist and I'm trying to sell flowers. What do you mean it's not flowers? But I get it. Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
you're doing that competition, so to speak, for eyeballs. When it comes to social media in particular, and wherever that is, how important are the analytics, looking at the numbers?
I'm a really analytics-heavy person, and a lot of what you need to look at, and this is what confuses people, especially on Facebook and other platforms, is impressions. Impressions need to be taken with a grain of salt because, you know, just recently Facebook fixed the way that they were releasing that data. And they had it to where an impression would count if, let's say, you open the Facebook app on your phone and it loads about 10 posts that it's going to show you. But let's say you scroll through three. If you're the eighth post and no one even got to it yet, that's still counted as an impression. So now they've switched it now so it has to be in the display area to count as an impression. At the same point in time, you need to really – you can't gauge how well your campaigns are doing unless you're looking at your engagement. And the engagement is very, very important. So we look at that. Followers are here or there because you could have 100 followers, but if they're not engaging with your product, it doesn't matter. You could have 5 that are really engaged, and that's going to be better for your business than 100 that don't.
Yeah, I tell a great story on the speaking circuit about a company I know very well, and they've got it's a company. I can't tell you the company because they'd be upset. But anyway, they spend a lot of time individually on organic Facebook things, and they have like, I don't know, 6,000 likes for Facebook, okay? So they put out a special Valentine's Day thing for this place, and they engaged over 4,000 individuals. That's pretty good. I mean, yeah, I've got 6,000 likes. I've engaged 4,000 people for this special event, and they put it out there. And you know how many people ended up coming to that special event from the 4,000 people that were engaged?
14. Yeah.
So you can't be thinking that just because you got all these numbers, it's going to really work. You have to find a way to engage the individual that's reading this. And how important is good copy?
Copy is really important, and it's one of those things that you have to keep up on, because with the way the algorithms change, it changes a lot. So sometimes, you know, you could maybe put in one or two sentences for what you're doing with a post if it's an image or something like that, and that'll do great. Now, if you're looking at your numbers and you can determine that your post reach, impressions, and engagements are going down, you can kind of tweak that and maybe try some longer form copy and right. What happens with that. And a lot of times you can tell that, and you can see those dips if you're looking over time where the algorithm changes happen, and then you have to adapt.
Okay, let's talk about specifics when it comes to social media.
Sure.
Lots of people go to Facebook first because, you know, billions of users and
third of the planet.
Yeah, they are to the planet. What about paid Facebook advertising?
Paid Facebook advertising is, one, it's essential for your business. You're going to have to use it, because if you're not, somebody else is, and they're going to show up where you are. It's also important that when you're doing it, there's a lot of different steps to take. You know, you can – hitting boost post isn't the best option. You can boost your post, but then you don't know who it's actually going to, who's clicking on it, what they're doing. Are they actually going to take another action after that? So a lot of it comes down to targeting, and that could be your local area. It could be someone that you know is interested in your product. It could be someone that you know has a need for your product. A lot of that happens, too, if you're doing some social listening and you can tell who's talking about your product or who's talking about a need for that product, and target that demographic as well.
Right, right. And so paid – I understand what Jeff Higgins just said. You know, if you're going to be in that space and if you really want to target and be specific rather than just pay and spray – again,
right.
Targeting that message if you're going to use Facebook paid ads. Other social media platforms that are out there, I suspect because of the floral industry, you know, Pinterest would be a kind of a cool thing to use. Also Instagram, yeah?
Yeah, Pinterest, Instagram is really good. We're seeing a lot of the floral industry is kind of split in two how it works. You've got your brick-and-mortar shops, and a lot of these are the shops, you know, they were their dad's shop, and they've been around since 1853 or something like that. And a lot of them are, you know, they're wary to change. They really don't want to change how they're doing things. Now, on the other end of that, you've got a lot of these Pinterest and Instagram florists who rely on those heavily, who don't use any wire services. They specialize in events and weddings and things like that. We actually, there's a friend of ours, she has a company called Flower Moxie. And what she does is she has brides send in their Pinterest boards of what they like and different ideas that they have. And what she does is she creates an actual event for the bride. So she goes to a wholesaler, puts all of these flowers in, all the ingredients you would need to make them themselves, sends them back to the bride so her and the bridal party can all have a get-together and a party while they're making their own bouquets and everything else.
Nice.
And she does a fantastic job at that, and people love it. And that's the other part of it. You know, a lot of people, especially now, like to be more involved in the process. People are really DIY now when it comes to certain things, like they have their hands in it. And so, you know, that's another part of what people need to look at. People just don't want to call up and get flowers, because now you're competing with 1-800-Flowers and you're competing with, you know, a lot of these other ones. So, you know, when people
make
actually
it special.
Right. When people actually feel like they're part of an event, it helps out.
All right. So we talked about Facebook. We talked a little bit about Pinterest, Instagram. What about Twitter?
Twitter is fantastic, and you'll always hear with every platform, you know, once every 2 or 3 months you hear, oh, it's dead, this is it, this is out, it's going out.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you really look at it, out of all of the platforms, when people want to know what's going on, they go to Twitter. And it's always been that way, and that hasn't changed yet. Facebook has tried to do some breaking news things that it doesn't work that well. Everyone knows that Twitter is real time and you can get information. And also, Twitter is your number one source for customer service. If people need to reach out and they know that they can reach someone very quickly on Twitter, they will. And
absolutely.
You've got brand Delta does a phenomenal job. So does Applebee's.
And you know what I've found? Jeff Higgins, ladies and gentlemen, who we're talking with. What I've found is forget calling. Whatever the company is, forget about it. Don't use the 800 number.
Nobody even looks for a number.
Exactly. Just go ahead and tweet them whatever the issue is, and I've had things resolved in 30, 40, 50 seconds
right.
versus waiting on a phone for
And that's a very important thing to remember
minutes.
Now is that a year ago, the average response time for a brand was anywhere from 20 to 15 minutes, and now it's down to under 5.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got to be on it.
Right.
And it's relatively easy to be on it if you set those alerts
right.
to your phone or wherever. Yeah.
And there's a lot of different, you know, and if people want to have it set up where they've got their social media management platforms, if they're using different ones like that, the one I specifically use, I can set up alerts for different keywords. So it's not even if someone's tweeting at the certain brand or whoever we're representing, I can see if they're talking about a topic that involves the brand, and then we can hop into the conversation, which is also very important.
Yeah, it is. And again, he said the very important word, it's conversation. It's not necessarily all broadcasting. Hey, Jeff, thanks for doing this with
us.
I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Spent a couple of minutes talking about this. And good. And by the way, my bride asked, what's the best place? I've got to catch you on this one.
Okay.
For key lime pie. In Anna Marie Island. See, now you gotta fudge on this a little
right.
bit.
Right, yeah. Key lime, the best place for pies in general out here is if you go to Sign of the Mermaid.
Yeah?
Sign of the Mermaid is phenomenal for pies. She's won all sorts of awards for
right?
desserts, yeah.
The Sign of the Mermaid.
Sign of the Mermaid is fantastic.
All right, there you go. So if you're ever in Anna Maria Island on the Gulf Coast of Florida, remember that. Maybe, does she send?
I don't know.
I'll have to find out,
right? Something to check out.
Jeff Higgins, ladies and gentlemen, on the broadcast today. Thanks so very much for spending some time with us.
Not a problem.
That's the piece that we aired on Sunday during Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review on News Talk 1540 KXEL. And because of time limits, we weren't able to bring you the entire conversation. So let's hit it next. Click through for Insight on Business Extra with Jeff Higgins and social media.